Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. I'd like to again say thank you for listening. Your interest in what's happening in local music is why we do what we do, and without your support, it wouldn't happen. If you enjoy Local Exposure or some of the other programs and podcasts that you get from 91.7 WVXU, please consider becoming a member of the station. Visit WVXU.org and click on the big red button that says Donate. Your contribution of any amount whatsoever helps us continue the mission of bringing you great locally sourced radio and internet content. If you have a comment, idea, or suggestion for the show, hit us up on social media, or you can email me directly at jnolan@wvxu.org. Blossom Hall is Nancy Periscavopoulos and Phil Cotter. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful song. Tell me about that one.
That was one of the first songs we wrote like 3 years ago. Neither of us are really religious, but there's a story that happens in a couple of different mythologies about remembering to look forward. But there's like the story of Lot in the Torah, and then the same story happens in Greek mythology with rescuing Persephone from Hades. And basically it's just about like making sure to not get stuck on the past because it freezes you there.
Nancy, I'm a little more familiar with your music and your story. Phil, I don't hardly know you at all. Tell me about who you are, where you come from, and then how you two came to become Blossom Hall.
Well, that's a large question, but I've been playing guitar in bands in the Cincinnati scene since I was like 13 years old. Played in a band called Plastic Inevitables for a while. And then Kid Condor. I also do a LCD Sound System tribute, which is really fun. But as far as us meeting, I think you came to a house show that I played one time.
The first time we met, you sold me a pedal.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
At Tone House.
Yeah, it was my pedal, but...
And then you ran sound for me at a show at Rose Street Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And then we ran into each other at that, was it a Kid Condor show?
Mm-hmm.
At DaVita House.
And that's when,
R.A.P.
when I begged you to let me be in your band.
That's true. That's basically how it went.
So it was your band.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I think, you know, the Garbage Party had broken up and I was thinking about just like starting a new project. The Garbage Party was great. It was super fun. It was a really fun project, but it was just like all of my songs. And so I was looking to do something more collaborative. And I mentioned that to you, Phil, and you were like, great, when do we start?
Now, does that predate or postdate your solo release from a few years ago?
There was the solo album when she did that very nice write-up of Thank You. And then the Garbage Party was after that.
And what sort of sound was that? Was that sort of a continuation of those songs or was it totally different?
Yeah, it was basically just all of that music. I wrote a couple of other songs specifically for that band. But that was like wild. That was like a wild time. We did some like surf rock stuff. We got compared to the Pixies a lot, which is a feel that we're harnessing a little bit more mm-hmm. in Blossom Hall.
Yeah.
A little wilder.
Dissonant.
Yeah.
But still melodic.
When you have this 3-song EP that you've just released called Parasols.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm curious because, as we've kind of heard, the music is lighter, is melodic, but the subject matter, like you said, you have the story of Persephone and Lot's wife, but then you also have a song with a title, It's Easy to Want to Die.
Yeah.
So there's definitely an edge to some of this music, despite the melodic lightness of the music.
Well, it'd be boring if it was all just like rainbows and sunshine, I think.
Yeah, and unrealistic.
I don't know. We just gravitate towards a little bit of darkness. We like the balance, I guess.
And I think that is just like real stuff that everyone deals with. It is easy to want to die. And then like you get through it and then you can laugh about it later if you're being honest with yourself mm-hmm. at least.
Now, in your solo work, you definitely tackle some issues that I think are pretty important to you, like social activism issues, environmental issues, women's rights issues. Are those things still present in the music of Blossom Hall?
Yeah, I think so. We have a new song, and the chorus is like, the water's warm, it's rising. So I think it's in there. Maybe not as like direct as mm-hmm. Restaurant at the End of the Universe on my solo album, which is very like, here are some like concrete biological processes. So I think the songwriting, my songwriting at least, is evolving a little bit away from that.
I mean, I think in general, we're just a little bit less wordy. So having less syllables to play with, you gotta find different ways to make those themes come through that might not be as obvious.
I always want to be wordier.
When you two came together as a band, what developments did you discover that had to be made? Like who had to give and who had to take? And how did you work out the balance of who does what in your band?
That's such a good question. We have spent a lot of time, we'll say, discussing lyrics.
Rather than fighting about, you mean?
Yeah. But it always feels worth it.
As far as like, yeah, how the dynamics have shifted, it's funny because at first it was just kind of your band and then it sort of slowly became more collaborative and I'm singing more lead and songs. I mean, I think it's still kind of, you know, it can still evolve in some way. Like, I feel like now you could come back and lead even more songs.
Well,
like,
thanks.
Write more stuff, especially with the bass playing and all that.
I'm glad you said that, because playing bass as your primary instrument is kind of a new adventure for you, right?
It is. I love it. It's so fun. I played the tuba like a million years ago in high school, and it's definitely a lot closer to that. It's making me listen to the music in a new way and connect with the percussion in a new way. So like, I am simultaneously part of the rhythm section and also a front person, and yeah, it's making me like think about things and with a totally new perspective. So I love it. And Phil spent a lot of time working with me on learning this instrument. So thanks, pal.
No problem.
And you mentioned rhythm section. You are primarily a two-piece, but you do have a percussion section, if you will, a drummer, Charlie.
Yes. I would say we're primarily a three-piece, but sometimes we just do little things as a duo.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's us like writing everything and kind of formulating it, but usually when we play live, it's as a three-piece.
How did you discover Charlie? Is it Shift?
Shift, yeah. I went to school with him at CCM. He was like a friend of a friend, and we got offered to open for R-Ring, which is a breeder side project, I'm sure you know. And we didn't have a drummer at the time, so he offered to fill in, and he just kind of kept playing with us after that.
Yeah, he's wild. He's got amazing chops. Sadly, he's not able to come on this tour with us, but Zach Larrabee is filling in, who the first time I saw him play, I think was at a response project at Chase Public. They were responding to Super Mario Brothers, and Zach's piece was incredible. He like laid out one level of the Super Mario Brothers. I don't know about video games, but he just like used space so intelligently.
First time I saw Zach play, he was playing drums for this cover show at the Comet that did the McCartney album Ram from front to back, and that's one of my favorite albums ever. So ever since then, I've wanted to work with him.
You mentioned your tour. Tell me a little bit about this upcoming tour and shows that you have coming up.
Well, it started because our friends Daisy Chain in Bloomington reached out about a little show trade. We love them. And it's three vocalists who don't play instruments, and then drums, bass, and keys. There's no guitar, so I just love watching them play. So we decided to build a little thing around that. We're playing a little radio performance in Yellow Springs. We're doing Bloomington. We're doing a little Yellow Springs house show. Oh, and we also got on this Dayton show with Kylene Downs, who's this amazing artist that our friend just showed us. And then at the end of the tour, we're playing at Herzog Music downtown.
So you're not traveling too far. You're within a couple hours of home, but it's still nice to get out and explore and
exactly.
See new people and try new things.
Yeah. It all came together like kind of last minute, so we figured just keep it small.
I want to back up a little bit and talk about the EP, the creation of it, who recorded it, how was it recorded, some of the details, if you could. Tell me some of the stuff about Parasols.
Sure. I recorded the whole thing in my house and mixed it.
Thanks, Phil.
Myself. You're welcome. Two of the songs were actually started from a former band of mine, Kid Condor. So those have a different drummer, Tim Wygand, and a bassist, Kieran Cronley, that I used to play with. That's Parasols and Monolith are the two tracks from that band. And then the tracks just kind of sat around for a while, and we ended up putting vocals on them. And then Easy to Want to Die originally was just going to be a single. Me and Charlie recorded that, and then we added vocals, and it's kind of Nancy's song.
So you have the EP, you have this small tour going on. The song that you played earlier, and I think, if I'm not wrong, the song you're going to play later are not from the EP, so you have a collection of songs that are kind of waiting to be released.
Yes.
Is there going to be an album coming?
There is. We've already, we have the basic tracks for 9 tunes recorded. We recorded at Marble Garden with Isaac Carnes from
Thanks,
Pomegranate.
Isaac was so wonderful to work with.
Oh, yeah. It was a dream.
Yeah, he's the best. He was just, like, so welcoming and helpful, but not intrusive. He's, like, really patient.
He had a lot of great ideas for, like, overdubs and could play a kind of producer role, but was happy to back off if we had a specific vision for something. So he was a great collaborator.
Do you have a time frame for this album?
Realistically, probably sometime next year.
Okay.
But yeah. I think we're going to put out another EP before that.
Yeah, maybe at the end of the year.
So what song do you want to close us out with?
We're going to play one of the first songs we ever wrote together. The song's about working in an office and how terrible that was for me. I can't do that anymore. Yeah, so this song's called Wake Up in the Darkness.
Thank you guys for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks,
Jim. Thanks for having us.
Wake up in the darkness.
My thanks to Nancy Periscavopoulos and Phil Cotter of Blossom Hall for stopping by and spending some time with me. If you like what you've heard, you can find out more about their music and their upcoming tour at blossomhall.com or at blossomhall.bandcamp.com. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded and mixed by Josh Elstro and produced by me, Jim Nolan. We're on the internet at wvxu.org/lx. You can find more great local music stories when you subscribe to Local Exposure at iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to leave a comment or a review on iTunes, that can help others find us too and further the mission of Local Exposure. Until next time.